Our organization's thoughts and prayers are with the families and the victims that were affected by this terrible act that took place in our area. And, you know, it always gives you a perspective on, you know, sometimes I know me personally, you get upset about losing a game or whatever and kind of brings you back down and you really realize what's important in life. And sometimes you take some of these things for granted. And but we just can't wish anything but our thoughts, our prayers, our condolences for this terrible act that occurred. And it's just amazing that one person's act can affect so many people in a negative way. But what's encouraging, you know, about the character on our football team and a lot of the players is, you know, Andrew Whitworth, some of our leaders, and Jock McClendon, our director of player engagement, are going to proactively pursue doing something to use the platform that we do have to support the people that were affected by this in a positive way. And, you know, all we can do is just try to, you know, wish them our thoughts and prayers. And, you know, it's amazing.
Wade was just kind of saying, you know, that the players are impacted. Was there time today for them to talk about that, or did they just kind of handle it on their own? How did you approach that?
Yeah, I mean, anytime something like this occurs, Rich, you know, we had a team meeting, and, you know, it's always kind of an open dialogue deal, but Andrew got up and addressed a lot of the players and talked about some of the things that we want to be able to do in a positive way to try to make this unfortunate circumstance and situation, you know, use this in a way that you can try to help support the people that were affected by this. And we've got the guys that, you know, you talk about just empathetic people that want to do good. And that's what we feel like we have in our building. And, you know, that's kind of the approach that we're going to take moving forward.
Rams Nation, what's happening? What's good? It's your boy Bear Motter of Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. This is the Friday edition of Locked On Rams, and guys, we're doing it a little bit different today. Obviously, you heard the beginning of the show, Sean McVay talking about the tragedy that happened here in Thousand Oaks, which is the community in which the Rams have their facility set up at. A lot of the players live in the area. So extremely sad day today, but we're going to continue to do some Rams coverage for you guys. We've got Serena Morales on today, so we're going to ask her some questions, get her thoughts on everything that's going on, and then kind of move forward. Don't forget to find the show on Spotify and iTunes. Subscribe, share, leave a review. Helps us out a lot. We really appreciate it. We love your feedback. I want to take this time really quick to welcome all our new listeners in. This is a Rams daily podcast, 5 days a week. We've got amazing people spread throughout the week to give you ultimate coverage, insider information, updates, all that and more. Obviously, you know, we've been talking about it for a while here. We've been doing a giveaway for the Rams Seahawks game, 2 tickets, and we're going to announce that today. Serena's going to be joining us. She's going to be announcing the winner. So that will be coming up right after this. Stay tuned. Hopefully you hear your name. And again, I said it yesterday, if no one claims those tickets, the game's in a couple days. So we're going to make sure that someone gets there. But so first crack to the winner. If I don't hear from them by Saturday, I'll do another repick on a winner. But keep your ears peeled. And we've got tons of great stuff coming up here in the future. I got some really cool things I'm excited about. Get you guys involved, especially people not only abroad, but then again, some more people here in the LA as we're talking about getting together, maybe a watch party. More on that to come. So make sure that you're also following us on Instagram, Twitter, iTunes, Facebook, Facebook group, Locked On Rams, all accounts, LA_RamblingBear is my personal one. Give that a follow as well. That way you don't miss out on any of the awesome things that we have going on. Interact with our groups. We've got great questions coming in at all times. I want to get you guys involved in the show and give you guys a chance to ask some of the people I have coming on some questions. Pick their brains. It's always fun to kind of hear the outside perspective on what you guys want to hear about. And you guys have been killing it lately with some great questions. So we have a couple more of those put on the show today. But with that said, I'm going to jump over to the interview. I had a conversation earlier today with Serena Morales. Guys, we'll be back on Monday, hopefully back to our normal routine with Victory Monday. We're going to have James Kroger on. But you know what it is, Rams Nation. Until next time, peace. Here's my conversation with Serena. All right, Rams Nation, we are back, Friday edition of Locked On Rams, and we have Serena Morales with us as usual. And I kind of wanted to start before we kind of moved along here, as well as welcoming in Serena. Just kind of wanted to get your thoughts. I know it's a crazy day up there in Thousand Oaks, but maybe just some thoughts on what's happening around the building today and the community.
Yeah, so Sean McVay and Wade Phillips both spoke to the media not that long ago and just, you know, mentioned how, you know, the shootings that took place, in the area, you know, while it's been very traumatic for the people who are directly affected, like it affects everybody. It affects the team. Sean McVay even mentioned like that's how they started off their meetings today, you know, talking about it. Andrew Whitworth, who's obviously a leader for our team, a captain, but just a vocal leader as well off the field, even said, you know, spoke to the team and is trying to figure out ways to help those who have been directly affected by the shooting that took place this morning, early this morning. So it's definitely a somber day here at Kalu. That being said, I think, you know, Sean McVay said it adds perspective, like all the things that we, you know, get upset about when it comes to things on the football field, you know, really are minuscule, right, when it comes to people who've lost their lives. So it's certainly a quieter day, but, you know, it's been great to see that, you know, the guys, you know, have been filled with empathy, and you can definitely see that it's affected them personally and, you know, using the platform the Rams have, we're trying to do what we can to just help out in any ways that we can.
Yeah, definitely. And Sean McVay, again, obviously just finds the way to always have a right thing to say. I mean, I listened to a little bit of that press conference, and, you know, I think I'll probably play it to open the show. But he has a great perspective on things. And this team is kind of allowed to, you know, show, be able to use some of their value and their platform. And it sounds like it's something they're going to be able to do. So we'll keep an eye on that. And guys, you know, anything that the Rams do, we'll make sure to share with you guys so you can get involved. I know a lot of our listeners are outside the LA area as well. But very sad circumstances that happened today. But the Rams, again, you know, a world-class organization, are going to do everything they can to kind of help the family and the victims of this tragic accident. Just really terrible news. But really great to see the Rams step up and use that platform for good. So hopefully we can find some good stuff that comes out of this.
Yeah, and Bear, you know, just like in general, like the guys live around here and, you know, they practice it, you know, at Cal Lutheran. So, you know, it is, we've been doing community outreach all week long. You know, some of the guys went to a couple elementary schools locally and, you know, helped little kids write cards to military service members overseas who are protecting us. So it really is like, it's more than, oh, this is like a sad day. It's like, this is like the community here. And, you know, even
right,
just moving from New York City to LA, you know, and I feel part of this community because I cover all these moments when the guys do this community outreach, because we do a lot. And so, you know, it hits you a little, you know, closer to home. So it really is like, I can't stress enough, they are affected because it's in their backyard. I mean, we literally are part of the community here.
Yeah, that's a very good point for you guys outside, you know, the Rams hold all their facilities up in Thousand Oaks where this incident happened, and they're right around the corner. And a lot of the guys live right up there. And you mentioned it, that community has really embraced the Rams over the past few years and vice versa. I saw that with, you know, Aaron Donald and a couple of the players out there getting involved in the community before this. A very good point to stress that factor, that this is in the backyard. This is a community, and the Rams are a part of that community. So, you know, a very unfortunate incident, and, you know, just sad to see. Sad that it's something that we have to talk about, but it is something that, you know, does affect us. Like you said, Serena, coming over from New York and moving up in that area, and everyone's been so welcoming to not only the team, but you and everybody else. So extremely sad, and like I said, hopefully I saw some blood drives going and things like that, that the community
yeah.
will come together. It's never a way you want to see a community come together, but it is amazing to see how many people care and how many people will actually, you know, do the right thing. So terrible situation, and the Rams, you know, hopefully can help get them through some of this stuff, whether that's, you know, little things like, you know, you go back to that 9/11 and sports were able to kind of bring happiness and joy to people through tough times. So hopefully that's something that the Rams can continue to do, whether it's off the field or on the field.
Yeah.
With that, I do kind of want to talk still some football with you today. So I figured we'll kind of transition over. We've been doing a Rams ticket giveaway for about a month, kind of leading up to this day, Friday, to release the winner. So we had, thank you guys, everyone, for participating. We had over 800 entries. I spent a very good long amount of time entering everybody into basically this site that allows you to pick, auto-generate a winner, so it was, get some fair results here. But we finally have a winner, so we got two tickets going out for this Sunday's game versus the Seahawks. And Serena, as you are our guest, I would love for you to announce the winner for us.
Yeah, congratulations to Charles Carter. You can find him on Twitter at Carter2985. Congratulations, Charles. I'm looking forward to hearing you scream out loud against the Seahawks this Sunday.
Me too. Charles, go represent us well at the game. Get loud and proud for us. Congratulations. Thanks so much to everyone that entered. We've had some really cool sponsors come on the show, so I've got some other giveaways that are coming up here in the near future. So keep an eye out for that as well. But Charles, reach out to me, my man. I'm going to shoot you a direct message on Twitter, and guys, if he doesn't respond, we'll just go to the next name and I'll redo that all over again. So Charles, congratulations, my man. All right, Serena, real quick, we'll get one question before we pop over to the next segment. We saw Dante Fowler had his first game as the Ram. He looked really good in his limited amount of time. I don't know if you've had a chance to talk to him at all this week or see maybe what his impact will be moving forward, but what were your thoughts on Fowler on a really short week producing down in New Orleans?
Yeah, so Wade Phillips, you know, spoke to about his performance very briefly in today's presser. You know, he obviously had a few plays, and we saw him get, you know, he played football, right? He
got
a little dinged up, but overall, you know, Wade Phillips is as expected. You know, he's excited to see what he can do and add to defense here. But you know, off the field too, I got to tell you, like, it's wonderful to see him just like seamlessly add to the personality in the locker room. So it's that, I think that's pretty cool. Like, he's already part of the jokes. I was pretty cool. I saw Aqib Talib invited him to, Aqib has a suite at the Staples Center. So they all went to the Lakers game yesterday, and Dante, you know, went with that group. So he is part of the group. He's on the team and he's kind of getting used to everything. And I think he's more just like completely on, okay, what's the next game? What do I have to do? I don't even know if he's like settled in per se on like apartments and all that. But, you know, if he's going to a Laker game with Aqib, I'm sure he's doing all right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I just can't express how much I'm loving Aqib and really taking on this leadership role. When he got announced to be a captain, he was super excited. You can tell it meant a lot to him, especially being a first-year player. And, you know, there's talks about Fowler coming over and, you know, he had troubled past. He's a young guy and fitting into the league, that type of stuff, coming out to L.A., a lot of talk about that. So to see a veteran take him under his wing and basically say, hey, man, I got your back. Why don't you come with us? Why don't you hang out? We'll show you the ropes on how to be a professional, how to get involved in L.A. and things like that. So I love that from Aqib. I cannot wait to have him back. It just shows, even when he's not contributing on the field right now due to injury, that he is still a huge part of this team. So really cool. I'm excited to see the growth of Fowler. I think he's excited to kind of turn the page and have a new experience out here in L.A.
And like, it is a special group. Like, I mean, you said it to Aqib's point, like bringing in someone new like Fowler, like that can't be easy, right? To like just switch in the middle of the season and Aqib coming in, and you do feel his veteran presence. You do feel his leadership, as you do with like a Whitworth, but like Aqib, you know, the DBs group, that defensive group, like they're all so full of personality. So it's like the perfect leader has been elected for that group there with Aqib, because he is someone who also has a lot of personality. So yeah, Dante's been taken care of.
That's good. It's good to hear him fitting in well so early. What we'll do is we're going to take a break. We're going to get a couple words from some sponsors. We'll be right back with Serena Morales on the Friday edition of Locked On Rams. Ooh. All right, Ram fans, before we get to our next segment, I'm really excited to talk to you about our newest partner, Metro Infinity. You can find them at 821 East Central Ave, Monrovia, California, just off the 210 in Monrovia. You have to swing by their brand new multi-million dollar facility and check out the amazing selection of new and used Infinities. They are the only dealer in California that's family owned and has been in business over 25 years. They come in as the number one volume dealer in California. One of my favorite things about Metro Infinity, not only are they just have great selection of cars, but if you don't like coming to the dealership, no problem. They will bring a new car and the paperwork to your home, office, wherever you guys want to meet. They're going to make sure that you are extremely comfortable during the whole transaction. Believe me, they take pride in not being your typical car dealer where, you know, it takes hours to buy and they play games back and forth with the price and it's just a hassle experience. That is not them. They want you to have a luxury car buying experience, and trust me, these guys get it, and that's what they deliver. Make sure to mention Locked On. They're going to give you another $500 off any car purchase. That's right, $500 off just by saying you listen to Locked On. They're fans of the show. We're fans of them. You can reach them at 629-599-7510 or go to their awesome website, which is metroinfinity.com. Again, that's metroinfinity.com. Right now, you can lease a brand new Infiniti Q50 3.0 luxury loaded with navigation with $1,000 down, $325 a month plus tax. That's right. That's it. $1,000 and a low monthly payment, and you're driving out in the brand new Infiniti Q50. And then don't forget to mention Locked On. You get $500 off. Again, that is Metro Infiniti off the 210 in Monrovia. Go get yourself a brand new Infiniti. You can thank me later. All right, Rams Nation, we are back. Friday edition of Locked On Rams. Serena Morales is joining us per usual. I've got some questions from Facebook for you, Serena. And then, I had fun doing the over-under. You did pretty well, so I think we'll kind of throw you a couple of those as well. We'll start here on Facebook and get some questions from them. You know this had to be a question. This is Will Powell, and I believe Will is actually overseas. I think he's one of our European listeners, which is really exciting. He said, this is his first Facebook question. He said, a longtime Twitter fan of the show, but what does Marcus Peters need to do to turn himself around and end his recent slump?
Well, you know, Wade Phillips obviously took it upon himself to say this was, you know, it's not Marcus Peters' fault at all for the performance. I mean, he's defending the best receiver on the other end of it, right? Like, we ignore the fact that, you know, Sean Payton and what Drew Brees does for the Saints, like, they're so good. So we're putting our best guy against their best guy. And, you know, and Wade Phillips said, you know, like, we didn't help him out. Obviously, you know, you've all seen the press conferences at Marcus Peters, and he took it upon himself to say it was his fault and he's got to be better. So I don't think it's either, you know, it's no one person's fault, right? Like, at the end of the day, this is a team effort. Obviously, we're forgetting, like, we lost someone like Akib who's not on the field right there, you know, with him. Like, when they came into training camp and you see these two, you know, gelling so well and working so well together, and then he loses his, you know, partner in crime, right? Like, he loses his buddy. You know, it's hard. And you know, Wade Phillips said it. Well, Marcus Peters is so smart that he's seeing so much, right? And what Wade Phillips needs to do is just, like, here's what you need to focus on, right? Like, and it, to his point, you know, that's not something that is easily going to change. Like, he's been proven on the field to be, you know, one of the best defenders in the league. So I don't really think it's anything. I think it's more of, like, in circumstance, you know, he didn't have help on some of those plays. And I also think that it comes with time. And I think, you know, he's on a new team. And I think there's a lot of outliers that we aren't really looking at that would directly affect Marcus Peters. I'm not really worried about his performance or anything. Again, they do it game by game, right? And so, yeah. But I think that we forget, like, losing someone like Akib and guys having to move in and switch, you know, positions and cover and certain things like that. We forget about that. So I don't think it's necessarily a thing Marcus needs to do. Obviously, he's going to say he needs to play better. Of course, we all need to play better. That's the, you know, name of the game, right? Improving every week. But you know, like Marcus, you know, as Wade Phillips said, he was put in a tough situation against their best receiver. And, you know, Wade said, we didn't give him any help. And, yeah, he needs to play better. But, he, you know, Wade's like, I need to coach better. So I think it's really just a circumstantial thing. And I think overall, you know, Sean said it best, right? Like, the best way to take these things is to learn and move forward. And now, obviously, we're not going to make those mistakes, right? So I think it's overall, it's not like, hey, Marcus, you got to cover better. Like, I don't think it's anything like that, right?
Yeah, and, you know, that's, we've been talking about, obviously, about him a lot this week on the podcast. And even Vinny kind of was very similar to what you just said. He's got to ride it out. You know, he's a great player. He's going to get back into that. And, you know, sometimes people have slumps. And like you said, it's a new position, mm-hmm. you know, without having Tlaib there. And, you know, it's a team defense, and no one on that team is blaming one person. It's the we, not me. So I think that the good thing is that, you know, you mentioned it, Sean McVay has really instilled that group idea, that we, not me. So we'll see him improve, but I know it's been a big worry for all of our listeners. What we'll do is we're going to take another question here. This is from Frankie Alcazar, and his question is, he's been arguing a lot with people lately about this. He said, but what does Goff have to do to prove to the rest of the league that he is indeed an elite quarterback, or is he just going to be labeled as a system quarterback due to Sean McVay forever? Thoughts on that?
I don't think anything. I mean, Jared Goff is having, like, an incredible season. I actually pulled up the stats. You've got an incredible offense overall. I mean, if you don't have Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp and Brandon Cooks out there, you have this small name called Todd Gurley out there who will take care of our offense, right? And then look at the way that, like, Tyler Higbee and Gerald Everett have stepped into the tight end role and, like, making such clutch plays, the two-point conversion that Gerald Everett made that last game. I mean, like, Jared Goff is one of the smartest guys. I mean, there's such a beautiful relationship between Sean McVay and Jared Goff. Like, I, the system quarterback, well, don't you want someone that's going to be able to, like, apply certain learnings to the system, right? Like, I don't necessarily think that I think that whole system quarterback thing was taken out of context. I think more it's just like Jared Goff is a very smart, smart football player, and he's learning. And Sean McVay is a very, very smart offensive-minded coach. And the two of them are working together to just improve. And, you know, I think that's really what it comes down to. I don't think Jared Goff needs to do anything to change the name of, you know, is he assistant quarterback or is he not? Like, if he hasn't proven himself this year out of any of the years that he's played, like, I mean, man, like the way that he's, you know, making those small, small, small open window throws, like, they're so perfectly placed. I really do think that it has nothing to do with whether he's a system quarterback or not. Like, and if that has a derogatory term, I mean, freaking doing what he is told to do, as is every other player on the field, right?
And Frankie, I'll give you my advice on this, because I had to deal with this for a long time, and I finally stopped fighting this argument, because, like you said, Serena, if you don't know by now that Jared Goff is elite, then you need to step with whatever your comments are. I just tell people that try to bring that to me, I'm just like, it's cool, you just don't understand football. That's all right. We'll talk about something else. And just move on, because the time has come. If you don't understand by now that Jared Goff is a stud quarterback, then you know what? Well, let's just talk about, you know, what movie you want to see this weekend, because we're not talking football because you don't get it. So, Frankie, sometimes you just got to pack it up and laugh in their face and hopefully laugh all the way to Atlanta. So thanks for the question, Frankie. We really appreciate it. I'm going to try to throw a couple of the over-under on this side, and then we'll pick it up on the other side. You did really well on this last week. I think one of the only ones that you missed was walking away with the win, but I was there with you. We both failed on that one. Close game, mm-hmm. and exciting game. So we'll do this. Russell Wilson had 3 touchdowns last game against us. Didn't have a big yardage game, but did have those 3 touchdowns. So I'm going to go over-under Russell Wilson touchdowns at 2. And you can include running if you want, but 2 is the number, over under.
Can I push?
yes, you can.
I say this because I think that just the way that the Rams have continued to adapt to situations so quickly in games. Like we saw the way that they adapted in the second half of the game against the Saints. And I would say now that you've had even more time to prepare for the Seahawks, we won that game by two. Obviously, we lost Brandon Cooks and Cooper Kupp last time. And
right.
You see Robert Woods having to fill, you know, two different positions in one game. So, like, that obviously affected the outcome, too. That being said, on the other end of things, right, on defense, like, I think that, like, again, you know, with Marcus Peters and some of these guys, like, they're learning. And so I want to say two, like, maybe doesn't have as many touchdowns as a three. So I would say two. So I'm going with that number.
All right. Fair enough. You'll take the push. We'll make it, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? That'll be like your phone a friend. You only get one push per show.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool.
So you've used your push up. That's fair.
I used it.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to step aside. We're going to take a quick break, get some words from some sponsors. We'll be back. Got a couple more questions. We've got Serena Morales, Bear Motter, Locked On Friday on the other side. We'll be right back. All right, Serena, we are back, Friday edition, Locked On Rams. We're going to pick up where we left off. We're doing an over-under. Got a couple more for you. Todd Gurley, last game against Seahawks, only had 77 yards rushing, but he had three touchdowns. I think we're all okay with that. But coming into this game, obviously we know Jared Goff had a great game last game, and I'm curious to see what direction we're going to go. So I'm going to go over-under 100 yards for Todd Gurley. Remember, you already used your phone-a-friend.
Ah, crap. Okay. over 100. I think he is, he could be like, I'm going crazy. Or he could, because again, like, I always feel like with Todd Gurley and yards, it doesn't really matter. He's going to score. Like, he could have like a 1 yard a game and he'll still score the touchdown, right? So I'm going to say over this one. I'm going to say over 100 yards.
I like it. I like it. And I have my answer circled over here. And so far, we're dead on. I had a push for Russell. I always like to make that first one real hard on you. And I think this is time. We haven't seen Todd Gurley really have a kind of a breakout game, a statement game in a while as far as yardage.
Right.
I think this is it.
Jared
Goff. Yeah, he's due. He's due, definitely. Jared Goff has had a bunch of the yards, but these guys still are on the top. Jared Goff, number two in the NFL in passing yards, and Todd Gurley, number one in rushing yards. So we got to keep these numbers going. I think he'll get over 100. Last one, over under. The Rams had one turnover on Sunday. Turnovers have been huge for us this season. We want to see them come in a little bit more. So I'll give the number as what we got last game. So over under one turnover for the Rams this week.
Yeah, I told John Johnson, I was just like, can I get a pick six out of you? Like, what's going on here? So he owes me one, just a personal ask there, no big deal. So I'm going to say, I'll say over. I'll say we get a couple. Just, this is me going crazy today. I'm just throwing my money everywhere. I'm going to go with two because I feel like we do respond well from coming off the loss in New Orleans, and we have faced the Seahawks, and I think we're going to come in very focused, and that means the defense stepping up and getting us a couple turnovers.
I like it. Over on turnovers, I agree with you. I think it's going to be big, and now that you've, you know, personally asked John Johnson for one, that's, you know, hopefully that's one, then just throw in one more over there, and boom, we cover. So I like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to Facebook. We're going to take another question. This one comes from Cody Brown. He's usually a voicemail caller, okay, but he said, hey, this is my first comment on Facebook. So here we go.
Okay.
He said, who on the Rams in this game will be the X factor if we're able to completely shut down Wilson this week?
The X factor. That's a good question. Because, like, you know, you think we, not me, right? So I don't know necessarily if there is any one person that is
right,
going – I mean, you want to give an X factor, maybe just Aaron Donald if he has like 10 sacks in the game. So maybe it's
right,
just becomes that, right? I'll say AD. I'll be like, you know what? He wants some quarterback time. So, you know, he knows where the backfield is. He can find it. He can find it a lot. That's good.
I like it because Drew Brees just got away from him a few times. He was right there. And if you look at the history of Aaron Donald and Russell Wilson, he knows how to find him. He's got great stats against Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. So, X factor, multiple sacks, maybe a turnover to go there. I'm gonna jump in and take your guy, John Johnson. I think you mentioned him with the interception. So if we get that pick six, my X factor will work out for both of us in those last couple questions. So I'm gonna say John Johnson as far as the X factor, but either one of those guys are very capable. And you know what? Everyone on that defense is very capable. And I really, I'm really, really actually pulling for Marcus Peters to be our X factor this week, just so everyone can get off his back. He can maybe get another pick six and, show us that awesome celebration into the end zone again. So that can go to all his haters, too, I guess.
Right.
With that, we have the Seahawks, obviously, this weekend. And looking at that matchup, we do it every week. MyBookie, they're a big sponsor of the show here. And it's time to talk about the spread. And it's crazy because you talk about that game the first time we went up in Seattle. And it wasn't Seattle. And you made some good points. We had two of our receivers go out during the game, but it came down to a fourth down conversion to win the game.
Okay, yeah.
And this week, the spread is 10 points. 10 points. That seems
like
a lot to me. We had Vinny on yesterday, and I told him, I was like, man, Vinny, you need to cool it down. You're trying to make a run at Serena's Hype Edition Friday, because he was like, we're going to get it. He was naming all these factors why. But I want to hear your thoughts on covering a 10-point spread.
Yeah, okay, so right, like, Vinny's taking my spot as a Hype Edition for this podcast, and it drives me crazy because I'm always very, like, calm, cool, like, well, let's see about this. Man, 10 points, that's the spread this week, that's
crazy.
Man, they are feeling confident. Well, I'll say we cover, they're feeling good. I'll say we cover. I feel like we're at home. I think that it is 100% difficult to play in Seattle in general. We're back here at home in the Coliseum. So I'll say, for some reason, those guys in Vegas, they're very smart. They don't, it's like, how did they figure this out? So I'll trust the crazy. So I say we cover it, but.
I love it. I love it. And you know what? No one's going to take your spot, Serena. You got it locked down. They're trying. Nice. They're trying to come for your spot, but no one's going to get it. Ryan Clark, though, I mean, that's a tough one. That's probably your closest competition.
I know him. I'm going to have to fight him. for sure.
He always entertains us throughout the week. But Serena, we thank you for joining us on today. Guys, go make sure to give her a follow. It is at Serena on Twitter, Morales on Instagram. She will be at the game this week. Charles, if you get a chance to get there early, give her a wave, say hello. And Serena, can't wait to watch your coverage the rest of this week, going into next week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Bear.